Nicely with Martin Besser. Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Besser.
I always call them the first angels. These are people or a person who points out need, who tells us about someone else, is often the case, who's in desperate need of assistance. And that's where Good Morning Angels gets involved. Now, these two gentlemen I met on stage last week at our Good Morning Angels Golf Day. Ibba Dougie, welcome back, Erie, as well as Mr. Stephen Margo. It's good to see both you gentlemen again, representing Fulway's Main Reef Rotary Club. Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
Good morning.
You are our first angels, as I always call them. And these are people who don't even make it about themselves, but makes it about other people. But I get the sense that that is pretty much what your organization is about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
That is what you do. Yes. For those people, I mean, you would assume that all South Africans and people around the world would know what a Rotary Club would do. But for those who don't, how do you describe it to them?
Well, I think what we'd like to put to the public is that Rotary is a service organization. It's the largest service organization worldwide, with over 1.2 million members spread out in 35,000 clubs around the world. So practically wherever you go, you could always find a Rotary Club. And our motto is serving the community less fortunate than ourselves. So we go out there, we raise funds, we run a number of projects from time to time where we assist communities in need.
That is why it's important for us so often to take hands with organizations such as yours, because you are so in touch, your ears to the ground, in your community, in this case specifically Fourways or Greater Johannesburg area.
Yes.
You know what the need is out there.
Absolutely.
You're connected, right?
Yes.
You brought a very special case to us, something close to your heart.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, gentlemen, also the headline story in our news today is about children and fires. A horrible story that happened in the news this morning in Fosterilis.
Absolutely.
Great loss, and our condolences and our love and strength just go out to those families. But this is exactly what you brought to us.
Yeah.
Tell me about the story so close to your heart.
Well, what actually happened was I listened to Morning Angels as often as I can. And I've been listening to what you people do, and you are absolutely amazing. We support the Burns Foundation. We support Chock, Smile, and Reach for a Dream, just to mention a few of the better-known charities.
Sure.
And I have been listening to the news over the last couple of months, and there have been a number of fires in townships, in shacks, and in buildings where people have suffered severe burns. We've also, in previous times, been to various hospitals where there are burns units.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yes. And we just felt that one of the charities which we haven't supported for the last year or two is the Burns Foundation. And I took it to the club and I said, I want to support the Burns Foundation as one of our recipients this year.
Ibba Dougie, tell me about Tebogo Buchanan. Why specifically did this person and organization that she represents, why did it strike you so deeply?
So, Rotary, actually, what you guys do here at Jacaranda is in line with what Rotary stands for. You know, it promotes the value of what Rotary stands for. And when Steve Margo made a recommendation to the club to say he wants Rotary Club of Fourways Main Reef to recognize Jacaranda FM in terms of what the Burns FM does, and again, Good Morning Angels. We talked about it in general, you know, the club, and the board immediately approved of it and said, okay, we think this is a good cause, and we should, you know, actually fly the recommendation.
And so, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
I really, really did.
And we immediately wrote to our international headquarters in Chicago, and again they approve of it, and that is where the Poharisa recognition came from.
Tebogo, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Martin, and thanks for having me.
Let's get to the crux of the matter here. I'm glad that they brought you to our attention and then brought you here to our studio this morning for Good Morning Angels. It must be a really tough day for you to listen to the news today. It must be something very close to your heart.
It is.
We see a lot of that in South Africa as well. Tell us your story.
Okay. My name is Tebogo Buchanan. And I'm a mother of a burn survivor as well. And in my case, it happened in 2014, where two of my kids were, where two of my children were trapped and inside the fire, like in their bedroom. So this is how it happened. So the other one was 4 years old. The older one was 4 years old at that time. And the youngest was 2 years old. So the heater like just exploded in their bedroom. It was just a normal Friday night, July, the 18th of July, and where people are celebrating Nelson Mandela Day, to us is a trigger, you know, because with burns and everything else, there are those trauma triggers every year. Like it leaves a scar in your heart, you know. It's not an easy thing. So in our case, unfortunately, the youngest child did not make it due to smoke inhalation, you know.
So
the heater exploded in their bedroom. We just wanted to warm the bedroom, and then we were going to switch it off within a few minutes before we slept, you know, because it was a very cold winter night that day. And 2 days later, unfortunately, we lost him, and then the eldest survived. So it's been 10 years exactly now, and he's 14 years old. He's in grade 9. He's doing well. But before then, there's an in-between journey that we had to go through, you know. So even after everything had happened, I had to seek for help, you know. I just wanted to find out, because during, he was in hospital for about 3 months or so. And during that time, I did not even have time to mourn the loss of my son, you know. So only afterwards, when everything happened, when he was back at home, I had time to process everything, and then to grieve and seek for help and stuff like that, because he was injured about 50% of his body, which is quite huge, you know. So he's got scars on his face, he's got scars, bits and pieces on his hands and stuff, so I had to sit down and then tell myself that, you know what, like, I must just look for help for him, because I know that the world can be so cruel, and he will be starting school soon.
Absolutely.
So what can I do maybe to reduce his scars? And then I came across Avela Foundation, and the founder of Avela Foundation is Kami. And I realized that Kami Palomo was based in Cape Town. So I wrote an email to Kami asking for help, that what can be done. And I saw that they've got this laser machine that reduces scars. It's depending on the level of, or the intensity of burns, you know, it can either eliminate or like reduce the scars,
but it'll make a massive difference.
It makes a massive difference, you know. And when I received a response from Kami, it was a good response. Kami was like, good, let's do this, bring the child over to Cape Town, and then let's do this. So my son started attending treatment there in Cape Town. But I got so touched seeing other kids out there, you know, and I was like, you know what, there are so many kids that are going through this, and what can I do as well, you know?
The stat is quite shocking, you know, that 68% of South African children under 14 have experienced scalding burns.
What?
This is a stat given through to us by the Avela Foundation, looking after these children and their families, and an organization like Avela, I mean, it's life-changing, but so important to assist you in this process, right? So that you're not going through this alone. Firstly, mourning the loss of your child, but also having, you know, looking after your survivor. It is, the kind of work they do is just critical. It cannot be undervalued and under-supported.
Agreed.
Am I right? When people talk about fancy machines, I also see dollar signs. Can't be cheap to use these kind of laser machines and stuff. And what is so thank you for supporting them. From this experience, you have made it your life's mission to support organizations like these more.
Yes, definitely. I just looked at myself at that time and then thought to myself that, you know what, I had the privilege of getting the support from my right. family, from the church, from community, from my relatives and stuff, you know. But when I got more involved, I realized that it's not the same with everyone. There are people that are going through this alone, you know. There are people that are going through this with no means of support at all. So I got so involved into Avela Foundation, and we put our heads together with Kami Palomo, and we were like, you know what, we need to raise funds so that we can have more of these laser machines.
Yes.
So in 2019, we submitted Kilimanjaro.
Hey.
And we were able to raise funds and we were able to get the second laser machine of that sort in South Africa in 2019. So after we submitted Kilimanjaro, so the laser machine is now based at Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital.
How's that?
That's incredible.
How is that?
Yeah.
That's with your help and your assistance and your giving back. You're giving other children, because you mentioned just now you had to go to Cape Town. Now children here can go to Johannesburg.
Yes.
That is good job.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. How is your son?
My son is so much better now. He still has those visible scars, but they are not as bad as they used to be a few years ago, because he's still been attending treatment. Even now, he's still attending his treatments. And so we got the laser machine, and it's now operated at Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. But we started using the laser machine early this year.
Okay.
From early this year, due to COVID after 2019, so everything had to shut down. You
what
know?
Is the cost involved?
It was over R1 million.
Yeah.
It was over a million.
And monthly, how much does it cost to run this?
Monthly, on a monthly basis, because at the moment we're still running it with only 4 children a month.
Okay.
And of which we have a backlog of a lot of children on our waiting list. We have over 200-300 children on our waiting list.
Okay.
But in a month we have to do only about 3 to 4 kids.
Is it?
So in a month it's about so for those 3 or 4 children in a month, it's about it's over 30,000, over 40,000, somewhere between 30,000 to 40,000 rands.
35,000 rand a month.
Yes.
We want to assist you to help more children. You've done a great job already. You really, really have. I'm sorry what happened in your life, but you are turning this into a moment where you're helping other families and other children, because it must be any parent's worst nightmare.
Absolutely. And currently you took on that mantle of mom to many, actually. You looked at other families and other children and went, I'm also going to be your mom and take care of you. That's really something to be proud of.
Mm. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Yeah. I do appreciate it. Bye, Donkey. Four Ways Main Reef Rotary Club. Yeah. What you do, just keep doing. You inspire, you help, you physically help other children and families that went through the same. And it's on a day where it's in our news again. Mm. It's unfortunately, and the statistics that I just read out are just startling. So we want to give from the Good Morning Angels Fund 105,000 rand.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much.
And that is just to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
You need a whole lot more than that. But you know what? There are amazing people who listen to the show and to this radio station. We saw the network of people, gentlemen, who you would have seen with your own eyes last week.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. It was amazing.
The people who listen to this radio station, the people who are part of our morning family, are generous, they are kind, they're compassionate, and sometimes very wealthy. So I do hope that this gets the ball rolling and you get a whole lot more support. We've been to the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. They are phenomenal. They do great work. Been there, seen it with my own eyes. What an addition this laser machine is there. All the best with your future support for them, and also with your family.
We will support them by giving them presents at Christmas. I run a toy drive.
Well, there you go.
You will get toys from us as well for all the kids in hospital this year.
Yeah, well, from the Rotary Club of Four Ways Main Reef.
Thank you so much.
That is amazing, and that'll put a smile on any kid's face. Let me tell you that. Everybody, it's great to see you, gentlemen. It's so, so nice to meet you. Amazing mother and supporter of this very worthy cause. Good job, angels.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.